In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. 20 million students from low-income families across the country get free or reduced-priced meals every day. Those meals are paid for with federal money. Now, the partial government shutdown has many school districts worried about their ability to provide nutritious meals. This week, one school in North Carolina started paring back its menu. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more on how schools are coping.
A typical lunch at the Prairie Hills School District in Northeast Kansas is lasagna and salad with green beans and bread. Brooke Brubeck, who runs food services there, says there's enough federal funds to last through March. But if the shutdown continues, she may have to take some fruits and veggies off the menu.
You know, in Kansas in the middle of winter, that's not cheap usually.
At the Newburg School District in southern New York, Superintendent Roberto Padilla says if the shutdown continues, schools will have to hold off on buying supplies like refrigerator trucks. He worries about the students who rely on the free meals, meals they aren't getting at home.
When you have a child who's hungry, that child struggles to concentrate and ultimately perform their best.
At the Vance County District in North Carolina near Raleigh, schools are starting to conserve food, offering students just one entree instead of a choice of two. District spokeswoman Terry Hedrick says that's because with the shutdown.
We have no guarantees at this point how long it will last.
95% of the district's kids come from low-income families and qualify for free or reduced-price lunch. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.